Communication is a leader's single most critical management tool for making this happen. When leaders take the time to explain what they mean, both explicitly by carefully defining their visions, intentions, and directions, and implicitly through their behavior, they assert much-needed influence over the vague but powerful notions that otherwise run away with employees' imaginations. By clarifying amorphous terms and commanding and managing the corporate vocabulary, leaders effectively align precious employee energy and commitment within their organizations. In researching this topic, I have discovered that many leaders don't take the time to define specifically what they mean when they use generalized terms or clichés. They don't want to feel that they are talking down to people by providing what seems like unnecessary detail or context. Leaders simply assume that the exact meaning of their words is obvious. They're surprised to learn not only that their message has been unclear, but that their teams crave definitions so they aren't forced to guess what the boss has in mind. If we accept that the leader's job at its core is to inspire and support the organization's collective responsibility to create a better future for the company, then what are the keys to effectiveness? What tools do leaders need at hand for this mission? What mental models must they have? I like to think of good leaders as comparable to skilled locomotive drivers. The train is controlled by a set of switches and